Like many couples with deep roots in Sitka, William and Helen Craig met at a social gathering at Sheldon Jackson College. They don't remember what they talked about that first time, but Helen does remember what William was wearing.
Cowboy boots, white shirt, and then he has suit jacket on. I tell you, he was one handsome looking guy. I didn't know, but I was hooked.
The Craigs are two of the most politically active citizens in Sitka, which is truly saying something. William is a registered Republican. He was a delegate at their convention this year. Helen is an independent and frequently testifies at the Sitka Assembly meetings, asking members to sign yes or no as they vote in American Sign Language so she can follow along. Helen's been deaf since the age of 7, from measles, mumps, and rubella. The illness compromised her hearing organs.
Imagine you can hear and then you can't. The word's silent. You can't hear birds sing. You don't know how your own voice sounds.
Deafness also took Helen's balance.
Beachcombing for me, I love it. Horseback riding, I love it. Camping, but some of them I can't do anymore because I get vertigo. The world is spinning like 100 miles an hour, literally. It's just a blur. And I have to anchor myself.
And the person usually hanging onto her hand is William, who often brings his guide dog along.
Is your dog a he or a she?
She.
She.
Kalani.
Oh,
a sweet-tempered Irish setter. William has retinitis pigmentosa on both eyes, narrowing his field of vision to less than 20 degrees. At age 38, he was diagnosed as legally blind, though he said it should have been caught much sooner.
There wasn't very much in the way of ophthalmology in Alaska when I was a kid. I gave up driving voluntarily, almost ran over a mother with a baby, so that did it for me. I wasn't going to take any chances.
The Craigs have had to give up a lot over the years, but one thing they have refused to compromise on is their right to vote. In 2004, following passage of the Help America Vote Act, the state purchased accessible voting machines for all polling places in Alaska. These machines display the ballot on digital touchscreens, equipped with magnified text and audio cues. At Sitka's municipal election this year, William was pleased that the machine worked. It sometimes hasn't in the past. And the city put up a big partition around it that allowed him to vote in absolute privacy. Before all this, William had to verbally dictate his vote to another person, which he hated then and won't stand for now.
It's part of our national constitution, our state constitution, to cast a secret ballot.
There's been times when he's had 3 or 4 people hovering around him trying to help, but they're looking at everything, okay?
Efforts by the state to ship out new machines are not lost on the Craigs, but they are frustrated by one thing. While many Alaskans can participate in in-person absentee voting, getting those stickers with walruses riding snow machines, the Craigs cannot. Prior to Election Day, machines for the visually impaired are available only at early voting locations in Juneau, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Wasilla, Nome, and Soldotna. There are none of these machines at absentee in-person voting locations. For this, William has filed a complaint with the United States Department of Justice. He wants to bring absentee voting to all disabled Alaskans.
I'm just continuing to work at it. It may take a legislative fix, as one attorney pointed out that was put in touch with me about the issues.
Lori Wilson, the state's Region 1 election supervisor, is aware of the issue. Luckily, Alaska was awarded federal funding to buy new voting equipment. Nelson hopes the new purchase can include more of these touchscreen units.
So we're going to be looking at other options that may be able to incorporate the absentee process in voting as well. But right now, the touchscreens aren't programmed for that.
But William is determined to see that change by next election cycle. He wants no excuses when it comes to living a full political life.
It's easy to get in the trap of letting blindness or deafness or deafblindness or being in a wheelchair define your whole life for you. Or you can just simply accept that it's an issue to deal with and get on with living.
Technology has made that even easier. Helen now has cochlear implants. She can hear music again. She signs for me the word change. It's two fists changing places in the air. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.